Hi everyone, this is Jen and Sam and welcome to our podcast Miracle Mindset,
where we give you our unsolicited, probably unwanted advice.
But if you want to become the best version of yourself, start believing in yourself a little bit more, then tune in every Sunday for the podcast.
Cheers.
Bye. Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Miracle Mindsets. Oh no, that was a terrible accent. Oh my god. Hi guys, welcome back. I am so excited to be recording. I feel like it is something that is gonna make me happy this week. I've been very, very run down, and I think that I've been so on the go and saying yes to so many things. I think a big thing I've realised is that I always try and fill my time, and I feel like sometimes if I'm not busy, then I'm not achieving and I'm not doing things. And so I've purposely, well, my body's purposely slowed me down. I've been pretty ill, and I've really just spent time with myself, like reconnecting to myself, doing body scans, like really just coming back home. And I think that that's such an important point. If you don't feel, if you feel like your head's everywhere, or you feel like you're in a rat race, or you just don't feel very good at the moment or connected to yourself, maybe you're really anxious, then come back home to yourself, whether that's slowing down, whether it's disconnecting. Like I've deleted my own personal Instagram. And it's probably been deleted for a week, but it's just so needed for my mind. Like I was just wasting time on it, and I've not even thought about it once. Like I've not even missed it, but I'm pretty lucky at the moment, guys. Like I think I'm really good with manifesting at the minute. Like me and Jen said in the past that we wanted to work with lounge underwear. We put it on our vision board, everything, and they actually reached out to my personal account and are sending me stuff. So I'm gonna have to get it back to post that. But the point is, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're not feeling very good or anxious, come back home to yourself, do meditations, listen to affirmations in the night just to kind of reprogram yourself. Like there's so many things that you can do and tap into, which is what I'm going to come on to my next point. So from January, me and Jen are going to be doing a subscription platform. If you listen on Spotify, you will have access to 4 or maybe even more different podcasts a month that is all about doing the work, like actually doing it with us, whether it be body healing, working through trauma, whether it be journaling, body scans, meditations, like actually doing the work. Obviously, I always give advice, to give you pep talks, but this time it's actually doing the work with us. And I know that so many of you are going to love it. Since I've got Riverside as well, we can do guided journaling together, unleashing limiting beliefs. I can do yoga on there. It's just going to be amazing. I'm so excited, and I can't wait to show you it all. But that is going to be launching from the 1st of January, just so that we can all get into routine. I would have launched it earlier, but realistically, it is party season. It is Christmas. It's mulled wine. It's Bailey's, you know? So, yeah. So, this episode is going to be all about taking inspired action through alignment. When we are not coming home to ourselves, when we don't know ourselves enough, and when maybe we're insecure, maybe we don't feel good enough, we are manifesting from a place of lack, or manifesting from a place of desire that is materialistic or superficial or isn't truly aligned to what we actually want. So I'll give you an example. A girl that I know manifested a guy who is very wealthy and can give her the finer things in life, but because he is so successful, she is second place and his work takes priority. And she realized that what she actually wants in someone is attention, affection, deep chats. And so we can ask for something and what we get is that, but it's lacking the thing that we actually want. I could try and manifest a holiday, but if I've not got the right company on that holiday, if I'm not feeling great in my body, that isn't a holiday that I actually want. And so taking inspired action through alignment is really thinking about what will truly make you happy. What will actually make you feel overjoyed or peace or success or love? Because ultimately, every single thing that we manifest is energy and is feeling. And so when we're trying to manifest love, we are trying to manifest feeling good. When we're manifesting riches and manifesting success, it is to feel this feeling of like accomplishment, success, happiness. And so anything that we want, material, non-material, is all about a feeling. And so we need to understand that when we're asking for a big house, or when we're asking for a new apartment or a new job, if we're not thinking about how we want to feel, we might manifest the job, we might manifest the person, but we don't feel aligned to ourselves. And so when you manifest from alignment, you are channeling your desires and what truly will make you happy and what feels good to you and what you genuinely want. I could ask for so many friends. I want a big friendship group. Like, for example, when I was younger, I struggled with friendships, like girl friendships. And when we were away and in Australia, like me and Jen would always feel like we didn't have many friends. And all I would say is, I want a big friendship group. I want a big friendship group. So I joined a company where there was a big friendship group, but I wouldn't say they were friends. And ultimately what I wanted was to feel safe and to feel like I had people around me and to feel comfort. And so what I should have manifested was I desire friendships that make me feel amazing and make me feel peaceful. And I want new friendships to come in that will uplift me and that are in divine alignment to myself. So in the book that I've been banging on about for a month, The Game of Life and How to Play It, she uses an example of a lady that wanted to manifest a house. And specifically, she wanted to be handed down a house. She didn't want to have to work for it. So she was like, I want this house. I really want this house. I want this house. And basically, her uncle died. So the house got handed down to her. And when she spoke to the lady who wrote the book, she said, did I cause this? And she said, well, it was ill-willed. Like you have set the intention with so much desire that it had to happen for you, but that isn't what you want, and you'll always have to pay the price. So later on that year, her husband died. This sounds really scary, but essentially, you can ask for something and want something so badly without realizing that there will be something more aligned to you. So when you're trying to manifest, if you wanted to manifest that house, for example, you would say, I want to either manifest this house or its equivalent in divine timing that is meant for me. That if this house is meant for me, then I will get it in divine timing. And so you're opening the door to so many other possibilities and opportunities to come your way. If you want a relationship, write down everything that you want in a relationship, not just how that person looks or how successful he is, because ultimately that isn't going to bring you happiness. But deep connection, security, maybe it's attention, maybe it's unconditional love, like whatever it may be to you, there'll be a feeling that you're craving, and it's not a relationship, it's what that relationship will bring you. So when you're trying to manifest something, when it's, for example, manifesting a better body, if you're manifesting, I want a good body, I want a good body, I want a good body, but this is coming from a negative place, I think I said this on last week's, you are only going to manifest the feeling that you're putting out there. Whereas if you say, I desire to be the happiest I've ever been in my body and for my healthiest self to come into fruition, where I feel healthy, I look healthy, and I'm happy, instead of like, I really want a slim toned body, because I've been there, I've done it, and it does not bring you happiness, and it's not in alignment. Because when I manifested that better body, I completely manifested it. Like I was the size that I desired, and I had the validation flooding in, which I'd never had before, but that came at the cost of my friendships because I couldn't think straight, enjoying my time because I'd never go for food, I'd never drink any alcohol, I'd never, like, I had to sacrifice so much for that manifestation because it wasn't in alignment to what I truly wanted and what would truly make me happy. I thought it was what was making me happy, but I didn't listen to myself enough. I didn't connect with myself. And so manifesting from alignment is sitting with yourself and asking what you actually want. Like, when you think of that relationship that you're trying to manifest, does he shower you with gifts? Are you such an amazing couple together? And then you've got to think about the person that you are as well and what you bring to the table for that person. You might want this really successful, really, you know, driven person who has all this money, but then you just love to go and party and throw away all your money and avoid responsibility and never commit to anything. So that isn't, the person that you're trying to manifest is not in alignment with who you actually are at the moment. And so that's why so many times we only manifest the things that we want when we change, because in order for things to change, something has to change. You can't keep doing the same thing and expecting the same results. So when you get clear on the things that you're manifesting, so think of the things that you're trying to manifest now. Maybe it's a new job. Maybe it's a new house. Maybe it's traveling. Maybe it's new friendships. Maybe it's a new relationship. Really ask yourself, what do I want from this? Like, what does my soul really crave from this? Is it affection? Is it trust? For a new job, like, you hating your job right now and just being like, I want a new job, is not going to get you a job that is so aligned to you and in divine timing and everything that you've asked for, because it's coming from a place of, I hate where I'm at, so please just get me something else. So really sit with yourself. What does this new job look like and how does it make you feel? Like, do you want to feel free? Do you want to feel calm? And a really good way to do this, one of my friends actually taught me this, was when you're thinking of your desire, the very, very first thing that you write is, how do I want to feel? I want to feel peace. I want to feel trusting. I want to feel calm. Okay, so how does this person act with me? What do I act with them? How do we act together? What does this relationship feel like? Because how something looks, as we all know, is not how things actually are. So really focus on the feeling of things. And when I'm talking about alignment, you need to know yourself before you know whether something's in alignment to you. When I obviously was dead anxious about my body, when I didn't feel like I had any friends, this is all coming from a low vibrational fear state of, I'm not enough. I repel friends, you know, I'll never be slim. And so this is coming from a place of anxiety. And as we know, anxiety is when your mind is so disconnected from your body and you are dysregulated. So the first thing that I would say for you to do is to really get clear on your values, like, really think about what is important to you. So when I think about one of my best friends, right, she values a home, a boyfriend, like, she wants to get married, she wants kids, she's so settled. Like, the idea of just, like, lacking responsibility and being all over the place in a free spirit scares the crap out of her. She values security, stability. Whereas for me, I value freedom and I really actually do value change, whereas some people really don't value that. So what are your principles? Like, what is important to you? What do you stand for? And I think reflecting on your values can help you decide what you actually want. When you're going on Instagram and you're comparing yourself to other people, you're not stopping to think, will this make me happy? Like, for example, if you're looking at an Instagram model, like, is that going to make you happy? Or maybe you wouldn't actually enjoy that job, but you're just looking at the shiny picture of it and saying, oh, I want to be a model, without really thinking the ins and outs, you know, having to always be hyper-focused on your body, hyper-focused on the way you look. And maybe that actually isn't in alignment to you, but you're just looking from the outside thinking, oh, I want that life. I want to be her. So what is important to you? Is it friendships? Is it security? Is it, you know, get clear on your values, I think. And then when you figure them out, you'll realize that a lot of the things you're actually trying to manifest maybe aren't truly what you really want. And the way you can do this is journaling. So start to think about where your thoughts go, start to think about your feelings, start to think about when you most felt at ease and felt happy. Or if you're trying to manifest a relationship and you had one of your old relationships made you feel incredible, what about that made you feel good? When you can identify what makes you genuinely happy. Like for me in a relationship, it is connection and it's building each other up and it's being a team, you know, whereas other people do value like, you know, money with each other, building an empire. Maybe others value exploring, you know, and going to the lakes every weekend. Like there's so many different scenarios and ideas that you can have, and you can have the perfect relationship, you can have the perfect job, but you've got to get clear on what it is that you want and not divert from that. Like if you want a specific job, don't settle for something that's completely different just because it's came up and you hate the job that you're in. Like when you get clear, keep working on that and do not divert from what you want. Some ways that you can start to feel more in alignment with yourself is to slow down. I say this all the time, but slow down. When you're so busy making plans and distracting yourself and saying yes to everything, you don't have time to connect with yourself. And it feels scary sometimes slowing down and switching off and spending time alone because you feel like you're missing out or you feel like you're stepping away from what is important to you. But actually, the most important thing is connecting back to yourself and especially grounding yourself. So really focus on meditating, focus on getting out in nature, focus on quieting the noise in your mind. So often we can feel stuck in the rat race, we can feel stuck in our lives, stuck in how we feel and just completely feel out of alignment but not really truly know why. And it's because we're not asking ourselves why. Because we know what makes us happy, we know what makes us feel good, but sometimes what we know makes us feel good and what we're actually doing day to day is so not in alignment with each other. So inspired action is a law in itself. If you've listened to me talk about Manifest Now, the book, it talks about inspired action in it. And when you get clear on what you want, and we always say don't focus on the how, inspired action is what takes that place. So maybe you receive a download during a meditation. Maybe you're on the train and you think of an idea, or maybe somebody's invited you to a party and you think, maybe I should go to that. This is inspired action. So when you have planted the seed for your manifestation, things start to move and shift in that direction. So for example, when someone says, you know, don't think of a red car, and then you think of a red car and then suddenly you see them everywhere. So when you start to plant the seeds of your desires and what you want, you will start to see opportunities. When you feel in alignment and when you feel good, you'll start to see avenues and doorways that will open up for you. When I wanted Steph Claire Smith on our podcast, I've listened to her for years, right? Listened to Steph Claire Smith for years. I've messaged her, I emailed her, got nothing back. She's got 1.5 million followers. She's an unreal woman. And I let it go, but I knew that I wanted to get her on. And somebody reached out in our DMs. I responded back to them. She was like, jump on a call. I was like, of course, let's jump on a call. And it turned out to be her PR. And she ended up coming on our podcast, sending out a book, giving us a year subscription for her app. Like, I completely manifested that and it was so in alignment. So when you get clear on what you want, even what I was saying before about lounge, we wanted ASOS to reshare as they did. When something is in alignment to what you want and it's good for you, it will happen and you've got to have faith, but also you've got to meet the universe halfway. And things unexplainable can happen. Like you can be sat on a train and hear somebody talking about something and be like, like that is really interesting. I've been thinking about that lately. Or maybe you have set the intention to meet somebody new and somebody invites you somewhere. Instead of saying no, if you've set the intention to get a new job and somebody invites you to their Christmas party or, you know, you're on LinkedIn and somebody reaches out to you, or you hear somebody talking about something, or you see a new opportunity, like, this is the universe literally confirming to you, like, this is the next step. And inspired action is a feeling in your gut. So when I started Miracle Mindsets, for example, I knew I wanted to start a podcast, and I knew I wanted to help so many people. I knew I wanted it. In 2015, I wrote a bucket list, and I wrote Have an Advice Channel. And I knew what I wanted. I just didn't know the avenue to go down. And then starting the podcast, getting all these guests on, then like asking to work in businesses and doing two workshops next week, a live podcast, guys, 35th floor in Manchester. And this is what I've manifested because it's in alignment with what I want. And I know how fulfilled I feel. Like the feeling I feel after doing a workshop with you guys or doing a podcast like this, like I feel ecstatic and I feel excited and I want to help people. So everything that I manifest with Miracle Mindsets is in alignment with what I want. If something feels right, you need to take inspired action. So when you've planted that seed and somebody invites you somewhere, or you see this new workout class and you're wanting to get this amazing body, absolutely snap that up. During COVID, I wanted to get a better body and I entered two giveaways and I won both of them, and they were 8-week programs. Like when you really set the intention for something to manifest and you feel good about it, trust that it will come if it's meant for you. And the inspired action, like I set that intention, I applied for both of the competitions, because if you want something, you've got to take the steps, you've got to allow yourself to enter the draw. There's that saying, isn't there, that if you want to win the lottery, you've got to buy a ticket. So when you're planting the seeds, when you're trying to manifest a new relationship or trying to manifest a new job, you can't just sit in your room and expect it to happen. So when you've planted that seed, you've got to connect with yourself daily, ask yourself, what can I do today to get one step closer to my goal? Get into a good alignment and ask for signs, ask for next steps. And I actually promise guys, like you will figure that out. Like it will come to you. You don't have to chase it. You will attract the right things when you are clear with what you want. It's coming from a good place and you take the action that the universe gives you. But thank you for listening again, and we will see you next week.